provided as required under Chapter 231, PL 1975, specifying the time, date, location, login, or dial-in information, and to the extent known, the agenda by posting a copy of the notice on the municipal building, municipal court, and the two municipal libraries' bulletin boards, municipal website, providing a copy to the official newspapers of the township, and by filing a copy in the office of township clerk in accordance with the certification by the clerk, which will be entered in the minutes. There will be a public comment period for both remote and in-person attendees separately. Each member of the public shall only have one opportunity to speak during each public portion. As the technology does not allow us to know if there are multiple callers on an individual phone line or logged in user account, we ask that if you wish to speak, that you log in or dial in separately so that we can recognize you as a separate individual. Should you have any further comments or questions, the Township Council is always available by email and phone, and you can always call the mayor's office during normal operating hours. Can I please have a roll call?
Councilwoman Carmichael.
Present.
Councilman Espinosa.
Present.
Councilwoman Lombardi.
Here.
Councilman Rouse.
Here.
Councilman Shaw.
Here.
Councilman Aaron.
Here.
Councilwoman Cahill.
Thank you. Please join me in saluting the flag. Thank you. Comments from administration and council regarding adjournment of any matters of this agenda?
None, thank you.
I see none, thank you. Open to the public, comments regarding item number 12, consent agenda items. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials for these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately? I see none.
None.
Thank you. Item number 7, ordinance second reading. Got it. For each public comment portion for remote attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you very much. For the public comment portion for the in-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary.
You no longer have to hold the button, so oh, you nice. Just speak this, into this it, okay?
Good. This is good.
Okay.
Thank please you. State your name and address, please.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road. I'd just like to get some details on resolution item number E, and then the settlement with GenScript and Jefferson Realty about some tax appeal settlement. What was that about, and would that change any taxation in future years? Thank you.
I'm sorry, what letter was that, the last one you had mentioned?
This was with number M and number N. It shows authorizing tax appeal settlement. So if you could shed some light, the impact on future overall taxes for residents. Thank you. And number E as well, so start with number E.
So E is to set up a an account to accept the settlement for TIVA from the opioid settlement. So that was $4,151.68.
But did we have any cases related to that in our township? Because we, I mean, from our, from my understanding, we pretty much banned even marijuana or any of that. So this settlement, like, how does it just come into us, or?
Yeah, this was a nationwide settlement, so it comes into every town. Either if you're a small town, it goes into your county. If you're a bigger town, it goes to the town. So
and this money goes into police general fund?
No, it's right now it's held in reserve until we get guidance on how to spend it.
Okay, sure. And the M and N.
M was for an appeal on a property for 4 years. We settled all 4 years, and the reduction is only about $31,000, so that won't have any impact.
So they're getting $31,000 in tax abatement? They're not going to pay or pay less?
It's a commercial property. The property has lost value. So they will pay $31,000 less over 4 years.
If the commercial prices have gone up, I don't know how do you define loss in value. In a sense,
for instance, the other one asked about the 860 Centennial, they have vacancies within the building, so they're allowed to file a tax appeal for the vacancies because they're only charged by the square footage that they actually have occupied. That's state law.
Does that apply to residential property in future, that if you don't have a tenant on residential property, you will get tax abatement?
No.
Why do you have different laws?
What's that?
Why do you have different laws? One laws for commercial and different laws for residential?
State going to talk to the state legislature.
That's state law, not municipal law.
Okay. Same thing for number N.
Sorry, your time is up. Thank you so much.
And N was what the mayor just talked about. It was 860 Centennial Avenue. The property has lost value, and they've lost rented space since 2018. And it's a generally small settlement also.
Thank you. I see no one else. Item number 7, ordinance second read. Okay, public portion closed. Item number 7, ordinance second reading, authorization of special assessment sidewalks on Sutton Lane. Open Sutton Lane.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Provide for the Construction of Local Improvement Sidewalks on the Sutton's Lane frontage of Block 9101, Lot 45.01, and Block 9301, Lots 47.03, 51.01, 52.02, 52.03, and 107.03 on the Township of Piscataway tax map, as permitted under NJSA 40:65-1, was introduced on the 23rd day of July 2024, and it passed the first reading and was published on the 30th day of July 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage, be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-21.
Thank you. Now we're going to open this to the public. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you will have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council Vice President, there are no remote individuals with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you very much. Closed for remote, open for public. In-person attendees, if you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council or administration will then respond if necessary. I see one person. Please state your name and address.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redbud Road. I'd just like to thank you for all the great work that was done on Sutton's Lane. It looks really nice, and can't appreciate enough for all the potholes that has been removed. And I don't know about the map and public map, but I would request that the work gets extended all the way to Road 2. I know it's up to Sutton's Lane, but I don't know how your projections and plans are, but I would request that the work continues all the way to Road 2 where it hits Kilmer Road on the other side. If that's not into the plan, probably find a way that it makes into the plan. So it's one work that gets continued one time, and it's done for next 5-7 years. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I see no one else. Close to the public. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Rouse.
Can I count, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. This passed. Item number 8, second reading, amending Chapter 4-7, Automatic Electronic Amusement Devices.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance to Amend and Supplement the Revised General Ordinances of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, revising and supplementing Chapter 4 Licensing and Business Regulations to allow for the permissible ownership and use of redemption amusement games, was introduced on the 13th day of August 2024 and had passed the first reading and was published on the 18th day of August 2024. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the aforesaid ordinance, having had a second reading on September 10th, 2024, be adopted, passed, and after passage be published together with a notice of the date of passage or approval in the official newspaper. Be it further resolved that this ordinance shall be assigned number 2024-22.
Thank you very much. Opening to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt, press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council and administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions.
Council President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you very much. Closing to the remote attendees, opening to the in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion of your comments or questions, and the council administration will then respond if necessary. I see no one. Closing to the in-person attendees. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Shaw.
Second, Carmichael.
Thank you. Can I come?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Uren?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, ordinance first reading, amend redevelopment plan for block 9201, lot 46.20, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing Addendum to Redevelopment Plan for block 9201, lot 46.20, Rivendell Meadows, as shown on the tax map of the Township of Piscataway, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading. That it be published in the official newspaper and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of October 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least 2 public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you very much. May I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Rouse.
May I have a count, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Motion passes to the second reading. Item number 10, ordinance first reading, acquisition of property block 7508, lot 3, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be it resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing the Acquisition of Property Identified as Block 7508, Lot 3, in the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, for public use pursuant to NJSA 20:3-1 et sec, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of October 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Councilman Aron.
May I have a count, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Thank you. Ordinance first, item number 11, ordinance first reading, authorizing sale of 1112 Brookside Road, resolution adopting ordinance.
Be resolved by the Township Council of Piscataway Township, New Jersey, that an ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the Township of Piscataway, County of Middlesex, State of New Jersey, authorizing the sale of certain lands owned by the Township of Piscataway pursuant to NJSA 40A:12-13B, be and is hereby adopted on the first reading, that it be published in the official newspaper, and that a second reading and public hearing be held at 7:30 p.m. prevailing time at the Piscataway Municipal Building, 455 Hose Lane, Piscataway, New Jersey, on the first day of October 2024. Be it further resolved that a copy of this ordinance shall be posted in at least two public places within the township prior to the day of the second reading and final passage, and a copy of this ordinance shall be made available at the office of the township clerk for any interested member of the public.
Thank you very much. Do I have a motion?
Motion, Carmichael.
Second, Shaw.
Second, Rouse.
Thank you. May I have a count, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Item number 12, consent agenda resolution. For efficiency, items have been consolidated into a consent agenda to be voted on together. The materials of these items have been distributed to the council in advance of the meeting. At this time, are there any items that the council would like removed from the consent agenda to be discussed or voted on separately?
No.
That's a no. Thank you. Can I have a motion, please?
Motion, Councilwoman Lombardi.
Second, Rouse.
Thank you. May I have a count, please?
Councilwoman Carmichael?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lombardi?
Yes.
Councilman Rouse?
Yes.
Councilman Shaw?
Yes.
Councilman Aron?
Yes.
Council Vice President Espinosa?
Yes. Okay, item number 13, announcements and comments from the officials. Woman Carmichael.
There was a shredding event like you wanted to buzz about on this Saturday, 14 at 8 a.m. 12 p.m. at the Little League parking lot.
I wasn't using the mic.
Now you are.
I'm sorry, a reminder of the shredding event this Saturday at 8 a.m. to 12 noon at the Little League parking lot on Sydney Road. Shred it and forget it. Thank you.
Councilwoman Michelle.
Tomorrow evening, the Piscataway Elks invite everyone to observe the September 11th Remembrance Service. It is at 6 o'clock at the Piscataway Elks in remembrance of September 11th. May we never forget.
Councilman Rouse.
No comment at this time.
Councilman Frank.
No comment at this time.
Councilman Kapil Shah.
No comment. Thank you.
I would like to just add that, just to remind everybody that on September 21st, we do have that first annual bike tour that's going to be happening at 8 o'clock over behind the community center. I really would like to see everyone there, but if you can make it, it starts at 8 o'clock. We have on-site registration, or you can register early on our Piscataway site. Thank you. Mayor?
Well, our counselor is going to be there on his tricycle.
Which one?
Real quickly, in seriousness, the solar project's coming along. I don't know if everybody saw the steel going up. They're going to be starting over at Sterling Village next for the pylons. So,
thank you, Mayor. No comments from Tim. Okay, thank you. And
no comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wanted to remind everybody that the National Night Out is rescheduled for next week on Tuesday.
That's right. Thank you. All right. Item number 14, agenda session for October 1st, 2024. Ordinance second reading, amend redevelopment plan for block 9201, lot 46.20. Ordinance second reading, acquisition of property, block 7508, lot 3. An ordinance second reading authorizing sale of 1112 Brookside Road. At this point, we're going to open this up to the public for remote attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please raise your hand either on the Zoom app or if by phone by pressing star 9. When it's your turn to speak, you will receive or hear a request to unmute yourself. Please click the prompt or press star 6 on your phone to unmute yourself. At that time, please state your name and address and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. The council or administration will respond if necessary after you have completed any comments or questions. Anybody on the line?
Council Vice President, there are no remote attendees with their hand raised regarding this agenda item.
Thank you very much. Closing for remote attendees, opening up for in-person attendees. If you wish to speak at this time, please come to the podium, state your name and address, and know that you have 3 minutes in which to make your comments. You may take a seat after completion or your comments or questions, and the council or administration will respond if necessary. Please state your name and address, please.
Good evening. Vikram Salgaonkar, 511 Doral Court. Mr. Mayor, thank you for all the solar updates. I've been getting them, the emails, pretty quick and regularly. One question that I had is, this is specifically for the EV charging. There is very limited information on, I know the 28 chargers are going to be set up, but limited information on how the payment process is going to go and if the township residents need to register for payment processing opportunities. So if you could shed some more light, that'll be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
So we're still in the process of figuring that out. We found the company that actually is part of Schneider that you can do it on an app. So you'll just have to download the app once. And we're looking at setting rates. We're looking at comparable towns to see what they charge. But we're probably going to offer it like at the community center for the first 2 hours for free, at the library probably an hour or two for free, at our building it'll be an hour probably for free, and then after that we're looking to set a standard rate that we're really not making money on. So it could actually, with that app, it could actually change as the cost of energy changes for us, and the other good, so it'll be like a floating rate. And what the good thing is that after your car is charged, you can't take it out and put it back in, because one of the problems we have at the community center is people leaving their cars there for a long period of time. So the app will recognize your car. so you won't be able to do that. And we're going to probably set a rate like a lot of other towns do, that if you're there for like 5 hours or something, the rate goes to like $10 an hour or something like that to discourage people. So we're formalizing it now. The chargers are in at both of the libraries. I'm waiting for one part to be installed at both of them to energize them. So we anticipate that they'll be energized sometime during October, and then we'll turn those on. And we're probably not looking to charge until probably January 1st.
Thank you.
So they're moving a lot quicker than I thought they were going to be moving, actually. So the next ones, I think, are going at the community center.
Wonderful, thank you. And one final comment, will Schneider Electric or the township come up with the charge ratings, which is like type 1, type 2, type 3? Because I think that's what people with EVs have a question. What type of charger am I plugging the car into?
Yeah, it's faster than what we have now, but it's not the one that charges your car in like an hour. So it's, I think we'll publish all the information as we get closer.
Wonderful, yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Please state your name and address.
Pratik Patel, 29 Redwood Road. So a few good things, and then obviously I'll talk about the hard things and not working things. I would like to recognize Ms. Sitter, Ms. Mitch. I've asked numerous requests through OPRA, and they've been very supportive, and the data is very good where you can actually make informed decisions, and things are working very well. The areas where things are not working well is the assessment. And I know Mayor last time mentioned that I was rude and whatnot, but sometimes rude is just the byproduct of somebody's not getting their right service. By example, what I mean is if there is a code which just says uniform assessment, I looked at their data. They have pretty much the residential assessment have gone up from 4 billion to 6 billion, while the commercial assessments have pretty much remained the same over the last 4 or 5 years of the data that I had. So essentially what they did was they put all the tax burden on pretty much the residential owners who have different income level, while they're giving tax breaks to all these companies who are leaving empty buildings. And I don't think it should be that way. And when I'm asking for a proper method of assessment, like a software that gives input-output, the assessment department gives me runaround. And obviously, they're not factual. I think the same thing happened with, I guess, the attorneys or Mr. Gomer. When I'm asking for standard questions about related to Constitution, what are the fines, what are exact fines and whatnot, I get put onto some, I guess, e-code and whatnot, and even the data on that is not clear for citizens to understand what is the fine and what are they paying for. The third thing was in terms of the assessment where Mayor indicated that I was paying $1,000 more because I didn't allow somebody to come in, which was exercising my right. So if I'm exercising my right, why am I getting penalized? Law shouldn't work that way. So it should be, and the counter side of that is when I just said it, somebody was lying, is when somebody allowed somebody to come in, their taxes still went up by $1,000. So the question then becomes is, regardless of what we do, the land taxes are on the rise, which is fine. You can do all the projects, but if the incomes are not going to support someday, and if because of that, somebody is going to be shortchanged, how am I going to finance this deficit? So for example, if my taxes just went up in the property by $1,000, I cannot charge my tenant that much because they are going to become delinquent. If they become delinquent, should the township be responsible or should I be responsible for no fault of my own because my land taxes went up? And what is the recourse for those people right now who are getting delinquent and who are straining families? And I've seen people working 12 hours and they still can't make rent obligations. This is not no fault of my own, but that's reality today. So I don't know what data that you look at, but that's reality. And the other thing is I always send an email, and this is to you, Ms. Carmichael. You represent, I think, Redbird Street, if I'm not mistaken. I send an email to get some response in terms of the issue that I raised. There is no return phone calls.
10 seconds,
nobody
Mr.
returns
Patel.
Anything mails. Am I done?
10 seconds.
Oh, okay. So I haven't gotten anything back. So I don't know if you have a chance to read those emails or respond to that. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I may, Council President, we're beating a dead horse here. He still will not let the assessors in, so they have to base it on highest and best use. That is the state law. Commercial property assessments are set up by the state of New Jersey. Same thing with the residential. Those are, no matter what town you go in, it's all followed by the same thing.
I can't help it that he has, you know, several businesses, you know, as commercial properties, or I should say, homes that are he's renting out. But my advice is, as I told you the last several times, is let the assessors in. As a matter of fact, I had the assessor come to my house on Saturday, right there, and a lot of my neighbors. So my, you know, he can say that he has a constitutional right to, you know, not let anybody in. That's fine. Okay. But it's a good bet that you're paying, he's paying way more in taxes than he probably should be. And that's no fault except him. That's his obligation. And we'll leave it at that.
He also got taxed more. So I think what mayor is
yeah, but if they can't see what they're, that's formula that's followed by the whole town. If they can't see what they're assessing, the formula is to tax to the highest and
no, but those who allowed, they went up, and I looked at the data. I requested the data.
I mean, that's
Council
the rule.
President, if
that's
I may, we're, this is not going. This has been going on for 7 or 8 years with this gentleman. He's not going to change. He's going to continue to come here and complain because he won't let the assessors in the house, which is fine. That's his prerogative.
It's your choice.
But the bottom line is, I'm thanking him for paying extra money and subsidizing everybody else in the town. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Motion to adjourn. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Good.
Third. All in favor? Favor.
Aye.
All in favor? Aye. Thank you. Yeah. We're adjourned. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Have a good night.